If this was a proper story, like the kind you'd read for fun, it would have such a great beginning. Probably they'd want to make it into a film, it would be that good. It would start in Mission Control, or maybe deep in space, where a massive hunk of rock, an asteroid, is whizzing through the stars on a collision course with planet Earth. We cut to Earth. All over the world, everyone is terrified. They crowd around their TVs, weeping and praying. Probably there's also a lot of hugging and kissing and hand-holding, that kind of thing. Lots of deep and meaningful conversations, but not too many. We don't want to spoil the action. The final countdown starts, and back in Mission Control, some old duffer in a uniform stands aside to let some hot young dude, a misunderstood rebel genius who's masterminded the operation, press the button. His girlfriend is there, or maybe she's at home, watching on TV, whispering, "I love you, Brad," as he launches the super rocket that's the Earth's only hope. Now, all everyone can do is wait and hope and pray. You'd have to speed up the next bit. Apparently, in real life, it took hours and hours, days, for the missile to reach the asteroid. In the film of the book, it'd take just enough time to let the buff dude and his girl find each other so they can be kissing when... kaboom! The asteroid is blown to smithereens. It looks really pretty too. A shimmering starburst in the sky. Everyone on Earth goes, ooh, and ah, and does some more hugging and kissing. The buff dude has saved the planet. The hot guy triumphed. Hurrah! See? What a great story. Except, as I said, this is just the beginning. And in any case, I was too young to remember the asteroid and all that. Me and my friends, we'd seen the stuff about it on the internet, and honestly, it was boring. Simon, my stepdad, heard me say that once, and he went mental.
"Are you telling me?" he said. "Are you telling me?"
Here we go. You knew, you just knew when he repeated stuff like that, he was going to repeat a whole load of other stuff, on and on and on, and
that you find the near destruction of the planet Earth on which you live boring.
I've got to say that when he got on his high horse like that, I couldn't help it. I saddled up my own.
Yeehaw!
Well, yeah, I said. I was telling the truth. I hate it when you get into trouble for stuff like that, for just saying what's true. It's like they, the parental types, and about 99.999% of all known teachers, want you to lie about what you think. You get into trouble for lying about everything else, who you were with, what you were doing, whether you've done your homework or not, but they don't care when you lie about what you think. They actually want you to do it. It's called agreeing with them. And that's what they want, all the time, even if they're totally wrong.
Unbelievable. Did you hear that, Becky? Are you listening to this?
That was another thing he did. He tried to drag my mum into everything.
Simon, she said, let it go. She's just trying to wind you up.
The truth about that was... I didn't know myself half the time whether I was trying to wind him up. I couldn't help myself. He annoyed me. My mum said we were two peas in a pod, which made me really angry because he wasn't even my dad. Like I would ever share a pod with Simon. Being forced to share a house was bad enough. I'm not, I said. It is boring. Something really bad nearly happened. It's like, so what? There's a lot of really bad things that are actually really happening.
Ruby, said Simon, borderline total rage out. What you are failing to understand is that...
I forget what else he said. What it was I was failing to understand. Same old, I expect, with same old results. He'd get madder and madder. I'd get madder and madder. And my mum would get drowned out. Or else we'd both end up having a go at her. It probably ended up with me getting grounded. That happened a lot. Or made to go and tidy my room, or do the dishes, even though we had a dishwasher, or clean out the stupid guinea pigs. The thing is, I would give anything to be back there, in the kitchen, having that row.
I would just agree with him, or say sorry or something. But there will never be another row in the kitchen. There will never be another row anywhere in this house. Pretty much everyone is dead, except perhaps the stupid guinea pigs. My name is Ruby Morris, and this is my story. If you are reading it, you are very, very lucky to be alive. But you already know that, right?